You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh, Archbishop of Singapore.
Your Excellency, Archbishop Marek, my dear Monsignors, my dear Brother Priest, and all you people of God. This morning, with great joy, we are here to celebrate the priesthood. In today's second reading from the book of Revelation, St. John said, "He loves us and has washed away our sins with his blood and made us a line of kings, priests, to serve his God and Father." But in a special way, we are here this morning to celebrate the ministerial priesthood, which is, of course, at the service of the royal priesthood. As priests, what are we called to do? In the first reading from Prophet Isaiah, we are called to be ministers of the oil of gladness, ministers of praise, so that when people look at us, as what we read in today's gospel at the end, the people said, "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listened." The call to be ministers of the oil of gladness, ministers of praise, is a very tall calling for us who are priests. Because we all know very well that being a priest in today's world is very challenging, is very daunting. Expectations of priests are very high among our lay people, especially in a sophisticated, affluent country. People have high expectations of priests in terms of holiness, in terms of virtues, in terms of preaching, teaching, ministering. They expect to see in us truly the face of God, the face of Christ. And yet we all know so well, we have been chosen from among sinners. We are inadequate in many ways. And sometimes, of course, we fail. But I believed most of us priests, in choosing this vocation, we truly want to serve God and serve His people. We give our best. We work hard, but quite often we face lack of appreciation. Very often we are unjustly criticized. And so we carry the pain of the priesthood, so much so that there are many occasions when the oil of gladness which we are supposed to bring to others, we have lost the joy of the priesthood. Ask yourself, my dear brother priest, are you truly happy to be a priest? Or do some of us regret, especially for those of us when the oil of gladness that was anointed on our palms have become dried? Do we still have that passion of serving the people of God in spite of all these misunderstanding, these crosses that we have to bear? And therefore, it is very important that when we celebrate today's Mass, We need to rediscover this oil of gladness first for ourselves before we can distribute to the people of God. Pope Francis, in his encyclica, The Joy of the Gospel, has underscored the importance that if we were to be evangelizers of joy, we must be joyful evangelizers. Otherwise, it's very difficult for us to proclaim the good news, as what today the gospel reminds us. So how can we truly in our heart, in spite of the sufferings, the burdens, the crosses that we carry, for the people of God, remain joyful in our hearts? Of course, I must make it clear that Christian joy does not mean a joy without suffering. That is worldly joy. Christian joy means that we are joyful in suffering, joyful in bearing the cross of Jesus because of love. When there is love, there will be joy in suffering. When there is no love, of course, suffering will cripple us. And it's for this reason that we are given the oil of gladness at the ordination. The oil of gladness, the messianic gifts, so that we'll be filled with the joy of the Spirit to help us to bear the cross of love with Jesus. It is important, therefore, that to rediscover the oil of gladness, to be ministers of joy, we need really to understand the dignity of our office. It is a very high calling, honestly. No human being can truly lift up this office because we are poor sinners. And the people expect us to be just like Jesus in every way. And when we fail, some cannot forgive us. When we recognize that unworthy as we are, as we said just now, and we prayed at the end of the reconciliation service, our deep gratitude to God for choosing us to be His priest, even when we are sinners, when we are not worthy. No one is worthy. And to recognize that God has chosen us in spite of our unworthiness should be a source of great joy and deep gratitude. When we are grateful that someone has chosen us, not because we are holy, not because we are great, not because we are so intelligent, that gratitude will lead us to humility. And then we begin to cherish this unconditional gift of our Lord to each one of us. So that is the reason why it is important for us to go back and reflect during this Easter Triduum the greatness of this calling, to act in persona Christi, something which we cannot do, humanly speaking. Yet the Lord entrusts His hands, His feet to us, to be the sign of His presence, to be the comfort of the people, as what we read in today's first reading. And therefore, it is important for us, as St. Paul did, when he recognized his unworthiness to be chosen by the Lord. He said in his letter to the Corinthians, I proclaim the gospel for free. I forgo my rights. It is only when we are not grateful for this great trust the Lord has given to us, then we become demanding. We have this entitlement mentality because we think we earn our priesthood when it is a pure gift from the Lord. And so, my dear brother priest, to be ministers of gladness and praise is what we are called to do. And how can we do it? This mass of the priesthood is called Chrism Mass. And therefore, the centrality of this liturgy is the blessing of oils. Oil is a symbol of gladness. Oil is a symbol of Jesus who has been anointed in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Gospel. Oil is what gives us strength and gives us joy, gives us power. And that is the reason why the three sacraments that we celebrate, baptism, confirmation, and holy orders, they are symbolized by this oil, which brings about the messianic gift so that we can be configured in Christ. And so, for us priests, the most important tasks, they are actually captured in the symbol of the three oils that we blessed. Of course, we have to be very careful. We don't reduce the priesthood to simply a sacramental ministry without evangelization. We have always been warned, don't just sacramentalize the people. We need to evangelize them. It is not enough to sacramentalize our people. And therefore, when we speak about we priests as minister of the oil of gladness, what do we mean? Is it simply the question of anointing people at baptism, at confirmation, for the bishop, for holy orders? More than that. The oil cannot be used simply in a superstitious way. Of course, it works by itself, by the grace of God. But the one who administer the oil will make a great difference. Let me give you these three examples which we are going to do today. The oil of catechumens. How do we administer the oil of catechumen? It is given to the catechumens, and that oil is meant to give strength against temptations. And we know so well that today, living in this world, we face tremendous challenges. It's extremely difficult to be a Christian in the world today. Our lay people, they know that. They struggle in the world, trying to be authentic and be true to their faith. And secularism, individualism, and all the isms make it extremely difficult to be a Christian in today's world. And so for us, who minister the oil of catechumen, we are called to strengthen them, not just through the oil alone, of course. We need to strengthen them by the proclamation of the Word of God. We need to instruct them in the Word so that they remain strong against the temptations of the evil one. We need to help them to deepen their encounter with God. We need to help them to deepen their prayer life, without which that oil will be useless. It's not just simply automatic. Just apply that oil and they will be strong. It has to be accompanied by prayer, Word of God, teaching, formation. And we, my dear brothers and sisters, we priests, we know what it means to be tempted. Because we, as priests today, we are in the forefront. We are tempted as much as you are tempted. And that is why sometimes we see some priests fall and cause scandals. Because we too have a call to resist the evil one. And so for us to administer the oil of catechumen, it means that for ourselves, we also need to take care of ourselves. How we are fighting against evil, against temptations in our life. Then we have the oil of the sick. The oil of the sick, precisely, is what the gospel is asking us to liberate, to heal the body, to heal the soul, and to heal the spirit. The oil of the sick is meant to do that. And we know, my dear brothers and sisters, to be sick, and especially for those of us who are suffering tremendously, and some bordering on despair, they really need the strength of God to endure their sufferings, like our aging priest, our infant priest. You need tremendous patience, tremendous faith to carry the sufferings, not of yourself only, but of your loved ones, those who are caregivers, how much they have to sacrifice their convenience, their time, their strength, their resources to look after the elderly. And it's not easy. Let me tell you, those who are caregivers understand. That is why they need us to support them. So for a priest to anoint the sick is more than just anointing. How do we present ourselves to the sick? When we visit the sick, do they see the face of the compassionate Christ? Do we give them hope? Do we give them encouragement? Or we just go anoint the sick and go off quickly because we are very busy? And sometimes we go and anoint the sick with a very grumpy face. And that's why after that we left, they died. So it's a question, therefore, of how we present ourselves the face of God. And even for us as priests, it means to say we also have to walk the talk. People are looking at us how we grow old. People are looking at us how we carry our sickness. You know, it is true, St. John Paul II, they said his greatest preaching was not all the beautiful encyclicals and sermons that he gave. It was his last 13 years of his life when he was suffering from Parkinson's disease. It was the way he carried his sufferings and lives were converted. So for us priests, it doesn't mean to say we can only minister when we are healthy and strong. We minister especially when we are weak. And people see the glory of God working and shining through us. And finally, the oil of chrism for baptism, for confirmation, for holy orders, to empower people with the gifts of the Spirit. And we too, we make use of this oil for our people and for the holy orders. Again, it is one thing to baptize our lay people, one thing to confirm them. But sometimes, you know, as a bishop, I just wonder how well prepared they are. I always get nervous when I go for the sacrament of confirmation for young people. How many of them are really ready to be a witness of Jesus? I just wonder. Or is a ritual that we go through a necessary process? You are sec 3, you are sec 4, you better be confirmed. It becomes something that is done in the manner that there is no real conviction. So the question of preparation, the question of journeying with them after baptism, after confirmation, that is also required of us. So administering oil is one thing, but where is the follow-up? So my dear brothers and sisters, I leave these points to you, my dear brother priest especially, for you to reflect, for you to consider. So let me conclude by one point. We are told that God said, I will reward them faithfully and make an everlasting covenant with them. What kind of reward do you expect? So if you find that the ministry is really a carrying cross, cross after cross, I don't think it's no one is happy to carry cross. I also don't like to carry cross. Who wants to suffer? Nobody wants to suffer. But this is where, my dear brother priest, don't just focus on your suffering. Focus on the joy that you give to so many people who appreciate you, and often they never tell us what we have done for them. Appreciate the lives that you have transformed. Appreciate the difference you have made in the lives of people. Appreciate the hope that you have given to those who were discouraged. When we think of all these things, it fills us with great joy. This is the reward. The reward of sharing, making a difference in the lives of our brothers and sisters. When we think of all this, then we know that we are truly the face of God, the ministers of gladness and joy. And for you lay people, please be merciful to us.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh.